Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Unfortunately, I have been so many challenges and so many obstacles that are beyond my control. Some of it is within my control, but whatever mistakes I have made, I take responsibilities for it. There were several issues, growing up in a home, and I don't want to talk too much about it because, kind of have to keep things a little bit personal because I am an open book with all these books and all these shows I have done. I was a victim of severe child abuse, neglect. I was I was such an outcast as a child. I wasn't accepted. And I still feel that way in some parts, a lot of parts of society because of my personality. So I turned to music as an outlet and art because it was just led to me because I was, left home early as a teenager, rock and roll music. But as then I realized that I didn't feel accepted there either. So I had to just find love inside myself because I can't find it from the outside world. But at the same time, I have to also be as good as possible to other people, even though sometimes being a human being, I have made mistakes. I have not made that big of mistakes, that put me into legal trouble in a way that affects some others. But at the same time, I am, we all got problems. I'm no saint, and I try to do the best I can. I'm not here to try to feel sorry for myself. I'm just here to express how it really is. Well, as issues go by, I realized that love became a complex word, and I realized that I never really experienced it. Part of it because of my personality, or maybe I just was just not, the type of person that some people could deal with. Then I realized that as I was ongoing, I had to learn how to deal with people by giving them freedom to make their decisions and respecting their boundaries. Because growing up, everybody violated my boundaries. I didn't. I learned early to try to be careful and try to be as good as possible because the world around me seemed bad. So in order for me to get myself out of the bad world or bad people, I had to be around the good ones. So the motto of if I hang around positive people, I'll have positive consequences. If I hang around negative people, I will only have negative consequences. Somebody told me that. So I said, okay. So I go on my go, and I'm still searching. Then I realized that all the stuff that I want to do and want to be were blocked. Either it's something outside of me or is it something within. Came up short on tests, can't concentrate. But later I had attention deficit disorder, which affects my learning. Then I found out, I wasn't, singing and, I wasn't considered, I was dissed by people. But then I really had to find love inside self to really accept me and embrace me. But I also had to accept reality for what it is, but try to transcend it. In other words, try to continue where I need to go. But as I look at this horrible life that I live in because of the limitations, and especially with someone like me who has some ambitions, but as to say at the same time, the chaos and trouble atmosphere that come around me, and to the misinterpretation of my personality and misperception I feel with other people, there's nothing much I can do but to do the best I can and to make decisions as best as possible. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's feeling the same way. So the only thing I can say that for me is that I'm trying to love thyself and trying to be honest with myself, It is important because when I look at who I'm with and family and otherwise, I realize that that trust or who I count on or who I'm supposed to be with or where I'm supposed to go doesn't always come to the conclusion that that I feel is best. In other words, if you think you're supposed to be close to a family member or somebody, sometimes it may not be may not be, you know, the way to get the love and attention that I want or the reliability that I desire. And it's very hard to say that because life is what you make it, right? I feel that in my life I was given, if I was to judge my life, I was given a bad set of cards because it was so much turmoil. And I feel a lot of it is outside, out of my control. But I have to do the best I can. I can't blame nobody else to the point where I expect people to do things for me and stuff like that. It's more just an honest interpretation. I wish I had more opportunities and more access to some of the fortunes that other people have. Like a lot of people take for granted just dating somebody or falling in love. That's something I never really truly experienced was love. And some people take for granted the opportunities to achieve and do things, and I haven't had much to show for it, despite my hard work and ethics that I put into things. But when I was younger, it was easier to deal with because I felt that, oh, I got time. You know, I'm young, so I can just be patient. But as I get older, it gets harder to be patient. But at the same time, I have to make the best out of it because I only have one life to live, you know, because I'm going to die naturally on this planet one day. So I don't know how long I'm going to live, so I make the best out of it, even though it's a life that I feel has been limited. But despite my complaints, I have to make efforts to change it. I have to believe in a higher power, even though it's hard sometimes, because sometimes I think when I look at people who I come across, I have to just be careful, but also at the same time embrace and be open to what I could be. It takes a lot of action, because actions speak louder than words. And let me tell you, I'm not consistent with some of the action because of the troubleness that came my way. But I always been very consistent at trying to develop a sense that I am on my way. And there's nothing you can do. I mean, the past is over. I can't look at the past and say to change it because that's over with. But what I can do is I just try to deal with what I can with the present. The lack thereof that I felt, the lack thereof of not getting to the place that I feel I deserve, it's just an expectation. And I think I do deserve to see my dreams come true. Everybody do. I don't want to come up short, whether it's music or education or other fields that I want. But at the same time, I have to just do the best I can. There's nothing much I can do, you know. I feel it's limited. It is a horrible life to the extent that it's been not finding true love and not experience it to the way that I feel other people have. Then it's the feeling of being alienated even from what I thought was family. And I realized that family, in a sense, is an illusion in this world because family is truly who you care about. It doesn't have to be biological. So I had to realize that the biological side is not necessarily family, that I can find family in other people. But I had to take responsibility for my actions and try to be as positive as I can. But at the same time, it's been very tiring. As I get older, I have to make decisions to make sure that while I am trying to take care of myself, I must be aware of the feelings and expressions of others. Because it takes a two-way street to get things done. And I have to realize that the limitations that it was given to me, you know, being poor is not what I expected to be. But I can make the best out of it. Not really having really no love in my life, no acceptance, no recognition at all. That is the truth. I haven't experienced recognition. Always, you know, kind of like the sun, it's just darkened, you know, ignored, I guess. That's the way it is. This is the truth. I'm not saying this because I'm asking for sympathy. I'm just saying it because it's a fact. And it's not right. Everybody deserves recognition or love from the world. Everybody deserves some kind of recognition because we're all equal and is on this planet. Unfortunately, I felt I haven't experienced that. Well, the efforts that I tried, whether it was education or love or my music or whatever, there was no acceptance or recognition. The only recognition that I gotten was not positive. It was from negativity. The wrong people come around. I don't know why the wrong people come around, the people who I did not want to be with or the people who want to hinder my, felt they were jealous of my ambitions and want to hinder my dreams. I always talked about stay away from dream killers because dream killers are people or individuals or at times circumstances that can prevent you from achieving your dreams. I felt I came across enough dream killers already. Someone who struggled a lot in my life, I feel I'm at a stage where the dream killers need to go away. You know, I don't need dream killers, but I realize the jealousy, the envy, and the other types of limitations of where people are trying to limit me and limit my potential to succeed, whether it's music, education, employment, and so on, was just really unfair. Life is unfair. Life is very unfair. But I do appreciate what I do have, because despite the limitations, I have to appreciate that I do have a place to stay, and I do have some people that I feel that I can come to talk to. So in that sense, I do appreciate that, because despite the obstacles and the huge obstacles and the tremendous mountains that I've climbed and the feeling that I have to climb more, I do appreciate the little roses that come my way, whereas through people or through circumstances, despite not getting the recognition that I felt I deserve or being ignored. Part of the problem is that I have a unique personality, unique dress, unique outfit, and that's part of being an artist. I was a creator since I was a kid. I always drew pictures, drew artwork pictures. I was recognized for my art more than anything. People recognize my intelligence, but first I thought, well, so what? You know, it's like when I was a kid, I was like, But my art, I was always recognized for. So I didn't know why, so I just kept drawing and drawing and drawing and painting. And I was supposed to go, our teachers wanted me to go to the Academy of Visual Performing Arts. I wasn't given a lot of recognition. I was just given a little bit. She just noticed it. And I said, I don't know, you know. So I didn't go. I went to a different school, and I guess I didn't belong there. And that school was a technical high school, which was very, you had to be very, you know, you had to have like at least a B. And it was more about the intellect or technology more than about artistic value. So I guess I just went downhill, and I couldn't concentrate because there was the chaos and the trauma in my home life escalated. Whatever, you know, because living in a home where you were, you know, at that time where you're just or seeing the police come over, or seeing cops escort a parent out of the home, or blood everywhere, or being beaten all the time for several years to 15 years is very difficult. And it took a toll on my health, because living through that for 15 years of consecutive, almost every day, I had to leave home because I couldn't concentrate. And when I went to, live somewhere else, the art that I felt that I was drawing pictures and stuff went away. I just didn't want to do it no more. So, but another art developed. I didn't realize it at first, because watching heavy metal rock and roll videos and watching that, I felt that was an outlet for my anger. But I was angry, but by start being a goody two shoe, I felt I was ignored. So when I started singing, even though I didn't have a great voice, I sang because it felt better, not because I thought I had a great voice. So when I became a musician, I knew that I was writing songs and expressing from my past. So like Outkast, and I released Unique, which was about my life, true story, just being ostracized. But despite that, I developed a I developed a just to hang in there, be patience, it's kind of like a tenacity to deal with things, even though I may go back forth or whatever, just try to hang in there, see, because there could be a change. So being a creator, it was more about just expression. How I created, how great my voice was secondary. Of course, I had vocal training and, rock and roll singing and stuff, because I was such an outcast. Coming to Hollywood, I had to, because I didn't fit. It was just the last straw. Not just with parents, but outside. I was ostracized. I was discriminated for who I was. I just had too many obstacles in upstate New York. And coming to Hollywood, I thought I would feel, just to be the place. Turns out not to be, as I realized. Hollywood did not give me that recognition I felt at first. They laughed at me when I was down in Hollywood. I was like, "Oh my God, why?" I mean, this is what I experienced in New York. They always laughed at me for no reason, calling me a name while I was walking down the street. So I was like, "Okay," and in Hollywood, I'm like, "Oh, okay," but reality set in, and I'm like, "Okay." Struggle to be a star has to I had to start from square one. I had to do this and do that and do this and do that. So I instantly became more just an artist, as and then I'm like, oh, I have to be a business person. Oh, I have to try to get my music promoted. I had to do all that. So that was a very difficult thing, because I was an artist. I was writing music and I wanted to play, and then I realized, oh, I have to get people to listen to it. That was something I didn't expect. So I didn't, going to record companies young after making demos, they didn't like my work. I was rejected by several record labels. I was called all kinds of, they said my work was sucked, singing sucked, everything. My self-esteem went out the window. For someone who already had a very hard life, it was even harder to listen to all the name calling that I got. Or if I was on stage, or being told I was too fat to sing, or I can't sing, someone else should sing, be the lead singer. Or going to an A&R person and say, "What are you doing here? We're looking for someone else. Look at you. Get out of here." So I went to a phase. I just how I dealt with this became more reclusive. I just continued to write and sing, but then I went back to school and I thought, maybe education would be the way. Because one of the reasons why I left Western New York is that I felt I couldn't go to college. I lost my ability to go to college. There was no special program to help me go to college, and education For me, it was just, was like, think of it, it's like I'm just, you know, so, ooh, okay. Oh, it sounds fun. Yeah. Oh, wow, I feel, oh, there's that feeling again. I feel like I'm going around in circles. So that's how I felt. But I wanted to tell you is that despite the obstacles of this horrible life I'm living, I will not give up. You won't either. And take it one day at a time. And to those out there, believe in yourself, love yourself. This is Night.